Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Ah, the sounds of back to school time. There's plenty to about this time of year, so let Cane's take something off your plate by putting something on it, like hand-battered chicken fingers and cane sauce.
Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love.
This. I'm not on drugs. I'm not drunk.
Is Early Break. Weekday mornings from 6 to 8 on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Are you looking for an exciting new way to put your skills to work? Explore new career options in the fintech industry.
Finance! At
Currencia, Sand Hills Global Company. They offer full-time positions in financial sales, compliance, operations, and other fields. Also, 4.5-day work week, attractive benefits package, and opportunities for advancement. Visit gocurrency.com/careers to learn more today.
Tell you one thing, Carson Schott would have been a big star on Battle of Network Stars. He would have been a star on that.
Smiling
right there. All of a sudden, 1890 comes in, rolling in with their own team. Imagine the team he'd put together.
Davison
on there. Yeah, it'd be incredible.
Davison would still be really good. Both those guys are pretty fit.
Yeah, fit. Yeah. And you know why they're fit?
Why?
They're fit financially because they got their mind together. Yeah. They got things set up.
Is that it?
That's right. That's what Carson's got.
Fit financially because they got their minds together.
Yeah, that's right. Get a hold of these guys right there and get this thing going.
God dang, there's high confidence.
He'd probably get the peds out there, too, for the network stars.
Out there, yes.
The battle.
Who would be the most epic person to show?
I don't think so.
Oh, come on.
No, that's not the peds style.
I think they would show up. They would be at the event.
Yeah.
But probably more in just an ambassador.
Not in a dunk tank.
No, I don't think Tom Peed's going to be in a dunk tank.
He's throwing the ball, though.
I don't think Tom's going to be in the... Hey, you want to dunk a billionaire?
You can see Davison in a dunk tank.
Davison being a dunk tank, yes. That'd be
smiling.
Kind of fun. Smiling. Yeah, the catch, you know.
Carson's always smiling.
He is.
He's happy. His life's going good.
You notice that?
Always smiling, yes.
Yeah. Ooh, chips. Yeah. I just wanted to keep talking about better times, but we can't.
God. Get their mind right.
Is there anything else?
Nope, that's it.
Okay. No, the P's wouldn't go on the Battle of the Network Stars. They're very dignified people.
But they'd show up in an ambassador role.
Yes.
Yeah, we're not going to get a dunk, like I said, Tom Peed.
They're not going to run the obstacle course. Sean doesn't do stuff like that.
It'd be incredible to see it, though.
It would. Carson and Davison, yes.
Yeah, they're out there for sure.
Yes.
Yeah. Davison's still in good shape, so is Carson. Interesting.
GoCurrency.com/careers. Something happened this weekend that would never... ever happen at Nebraska?
I don't think so.
Because of the horde of reporters Nebraska has at all times.
Horde.
Pittsburgh Steelers played at Jacksonville for their first preseason game. That's the game where Ken Little had a 70-yard field goal for the Jags.
Okay.
And Mike Tomlin went to the podium after the game just to do a quick press conference.
Okay.
Here's how that went. I'm going to play the audio from Mike Tomlin at the press conference following the Steelers-Jags game, week one, or first game of the preseason.
And hopefully be better the next time out. I'll pause and open it up for questions.
Anyone? All right.
Thank you.
That was easy.
No questions from the media corps at all.
Nobody would want to ask him, like, what'd you think of that? Right before halftime when the guy hit a 70-yard.
Just how about anything about the game in general?
Anything.
Everybody always has a question about the quarterbacks.
Nothing.
They have a question Aaron Rodgers is on the team, right?
100.
When is Aaron Rodgers going to make his appearance? What would be, there'd be something.
No questions?
I would imagine they got caught with, there's a deal where somebody's kind of figured, okay, I might ask this. They're kind of looking at their note, whatever. And I think somebody else is going to answer, is going to ask a question. Well, somebody else will lead off, then I'll jump in. And all of a sudden, no one jumps, and you're kind of looking around like,
oh, yeah, it can happen. You're right. It can happen, and you just got to fire one even if it's bad.
Yeah.
You do. I've been in that situation where nobody's asking. There's a little danger that it's all going to end. She's got to fire something.
You would think there'd be so many that wouldn't even matter about the game. Just like, okay, this game's over like that. So now where –
What's the week plan?
What's going on now? You guys have
something dumb. I mean, yeah, it doesn't even have to be good.
Get them talking.
They probably have a combined practice with somebody this week.
Yeah, yeah. Something.
Are the Colts still, you know, when they come to town, what we want to get from that? Anything you want to get. Now, there was a big, big miss in there when one of the press people said, anyone? They easily should have went, Bueller? Anyone? Bueller?
Big miss.
Big miss by that guy. There's no chance that I wouldn't have done that. That's why I yelled better times at the concert. That was me.
Someone heard it from across the venue. So there's got to be Bill over
God,
there.
God, you yelled better times. Good job.
1974.
We need to be more public about this.
We do.
Tamara helped.
Make a stand.
Tamara helped with the shirts. Yes. That's public. But we need to shout better times in the public, not just in the studio.
Yes.
But that is a very, I can see how it happened, but man, you wouldn't think the Steelers is such a storied franchise. Wouldn't there be a reporter that would think, okay, I mean, we have a huge fan base in this country, a huge fan base back home, huge fan base, period. They want to know something.
I don't know the comparison of like media people in the NFL to college. Like if there's more.
The Broncos have a ton. I know that from Parker.
The question probably is media. Preseason, who traveled?
Right. Who traveled?
This was a road game.
A road game.
But God, it's the Steelers. I bet they had at least three or four guys there. People.
Yeah. And also you'd have some representation probably from the Jags there.
The Jags reporter could ask him a question.
Ask a question. It's
really strange,
and the
Jake.
Steelers are probably, what, number two in travel-wise?
They travel.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, Packers are probably one.
Absolutely.
Packers probably won.
That's what I mean.
And then the Steelers show up everywhere.
What I would tell, listen to me preach. Wow, then I'm getting old.
Preach!
What I would tell those reporters is you have an obligation to a huge fan base to get something out of the head coach. Just something.
Yeah, if I'm a fan, I'm like, you couldn't ask.
Can ask something?
Because every fan would be like, well, I'd like to know this. I'd like to have known this.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and I get it. Those people probably... right now going, oh, yes, Sipple, you're great. You ask the softest questions ever. Whatever. I mean, you got to ask something.
Yeah, you're going to be like a little...
try to get something.
If it cost you the game, you'd be surly about a field goal beating you. But if somebody said, you just witnessed a 70-yard field goal, because I guarantee he'd be going like, whoa. He'd be like, that was incredible.
Yeah.
That was incredible.
What did you think when you saw that 70-yard go through?
Yeah,
just something.
Yeah, well, did you think when you got into coaching... that whatever 20-30 years ago, and you're coaching, did you ever think you'd all of a sudden be on the sideline and see someone hit a 70-yard field goal with room to spare?
I don't understand that, Jay. Yeah.
I mean, it was the first game for Caleb Johnson, the running back from Iowa. Thoughts? He had 8 carries for 20 yards. Thoughts on his performance?
Okay, now there's one thing. Is it possible that it's not? It's probably not, but you never know. Is it possible they already got, like, the reporters already talked to Tomlin like before he got to the podium?
Seems unlikely, doesn't it?
I don't think the NFL allows that.
I don't think so.
Yeah. I mean...
let's throw out one conspiracy theory, which complete conspiracy, because of all coaches, I don't know if there's one that has more respect in the league. And then when I talked to Barrett Roode about... that was his position coach in the NFL, and he loves Tomlin, and we all do. I mean, I marvel at him. Was there some sort of a beef?
Maybe. I don't know.
Where all of a sudden the reporters are like, going, I'm not asking anything. Cause if I ask something, I'm just going to... because I don't remember Tomlin ever being that way. Some guys could be like, I'm not asking Belichick anything.
Even if there's a beef, you got to do it.
Yeah. I mean, but people wouldn't want to ask Belichick sometimes. It's probably the point. It's like, I don't want to ask. I'm just going to get some, you know...
snarky answer.
Comment like that. Has anybody ever thought Tomlin was snarky?
I don't think so.
No. I never have.
I've never seen that.
I've never thought that at all. But you wonder, too, is there somebody there going like, I'm not even going to ask. I don't want to get into it.
I wonder.
But there was no controversy. It was a game. They won the game.
No,
right?
And even if there is that...
didn't they win the game?
Yeah, they won 31-25. Pittsburgh won.
They won the game.
Now, listen, even if there's a rift between the reporter and the coach, you still ask the question. I mean, I don't know.
You don't see that very often.
No.
Coach goes to the podium. No one asks you a question. All right, see ya.
I don't think I've ever seen it. I know, though, there's been times when it's close, where you're, like, it, when it's close. I've, like, around a baseball coach, around Bolt, I think there was a time that those little post games with Bolt can be really short.
Sure.
I mean, a couple minutes. And sometimes there's not a lot to ask, but you ask something, just something.
Didn't happen. No questions for Mike Tomlin.
That's remarkable.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply, in-app only.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. Leafhome.com/water.
Remarkable.
If they did Battle of Network Stars just in Nebraska, would Mel Maines have been the guy?
Let's think about that.
The Cosell or yeah, actually Cosell. Out there?
No, for Cosell. Okay. Would that have been Mel Maines? That would have been sports, and so that'd be different.
Janda.
Janda. Ooh, Janda's good up, yeah.
Janda.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, incredible.
Dick Janda.
Yes. That'd be incredible. Just, I wonder, Mel would have been there.
Hold on, there's another name in there.
Mel would have been in.
I think he would have been in there.
Mel would have been at least in attendance. I'm sure he would have.
God, Mel Maines.
Drove up from Beatrice for
you would have Lyle Bremser there at all?
Could Bremser be. Wouldn't do something like that.
I don't think so.
He was very private.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm seriously. Yeah. Bremser was very, I don't think he'd do it. He didn't make appearances. Very private. He was.
Lyle.
Yeah.
It is time to play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464-5685. A chance to win a
kids
business.
Kids are driving to school Bagels waiting to for us.
Show. They are.
It's not today's the day, is it?
School started tomorrow. Yesterday. No, it started.
Some schools have already started.
Southeast Caston starts tomorrow.
Caston!
He had wings last night.
He did. Today's topic is athletes by sport. What sport do these athletes play?
Wait a second.
Yep.
I don't know.
We just got to name the sport.
It's going to be so difficult.
No, this will not be difficult.
I think it might be challenging.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah, he's got.
If you think you know your athletes by their sports,
it's a trick.
Call us up 464-5685. Shut up, Simple. Starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Simple!" No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Simple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
464-5685. Call the takedown, Sip and Bill and trivia. Today's topic, athletes by sport.
Hold on. We can't do this.
You'd think we would. We'd do a sports show. It's going to be like cricket or something like
I'm
that.
Not doing there's no cricket answers
today. There's going to be some weird
stuff. Don't say cricket. Don't say water polo.
We just got to name the sport.
Name the sport.
Good
God. We got McLean. How do you feel about athletes by their sport today?
7 out of 10.
Okay.
Okay.
That's about what you guys right, probably.
All right, McLean.
First question goes to McLean. Bill is a lifeline for SIP for one. His question
seven
is always
out of
McLean, what sport does Taylor Fritz play?
Okay, you're right.
Taylor Fritz.
On the Fritz. Ooh.
I'm going to say ice skating.
Ice skating. No.
I like the guess. It's a good guess.
It's a hard pass here.
Yeah, we're passing on
hard this. The reason why I bring it up, because this person is fourth in the world in men's tennis. American. Fourth. Taylor Fritz. Fourth in the world.
Can you imagine just not knowing
Bjorn Borg.
You got Yannick Sinner. You got Alcaraz. Somebody else. And Taylor Fritz is number four
Jimmy
in the
world. Jimmy Connors. You ever heard of this guy named Jimmy Connors?
He's the head of
Agassi.
Ivan Lendl.
Yes.
I
watched them all.
He's ahead of Djokovic, who's at seven right now. This guy's
Boris Becker.
This is incredible.
All right, 0-0 tie.
Oh.
First question for you guys. What sport does Kelsey Plum play?
Oh, we got that.
I don't have it.
I got it. WNBA.
Yeah. Brilliant.
Yo, team, she's
controversial
on.
Figure. Yeah. Controversial figure that plays for, is it the LA team?
Yeah, LA Sparks. You got it. Nice work. 1-0 lead. Back to you for the tie, McLean. What sport does Billy Horschel play? Billy Horschel.
Horschel.
I think I got it.
Go ahead, McLean.
He's a fringe golfer, isn't he?
He's a golfer.
Yeah, I had Brilliant. It. I had it, Jake.
Never won a major. He's been close a couple times. Good, pretty good player.
I had that one.
Now, Bill's in play here for you, Zip. The 1-1 tie.
All right, we got to dig in.
What sport for the win does Dylan Cease play?
Well, I've never heard of him.
C-E-A-S-E. Never. Dylan Cease.
Is he any good?
He's good. I didn't give you. Yeah, all the people I gave her are good today.
This is good, Jake.
I've got to guess.
You did good on this.
He did. I got to guess.
Go ahead, Bill.
Okay, now wait a second. No, there's no ramifications if you miss.
No.
You got to have it. So go ahead. I don't know.
It's got to be MLB.
Brilliant.
How'd you know that?
Because it's the most players, so I just took the random of like what would be the most players and stuff that we don't follow.
Dylan Cease is a pitcher for the San Diego Padres, number two pitcher in their rotation.
Oh, number two.
Number behind, two for the Padres.
Yu Darvish.
Behind Darvish, we didn't know.
No.
McLean, nice try. We'll get you back on the coffee. Calling down the road. Nice try today, McLean.
Thanks, guys.
Okay.
Thank you.
Hey, McLean, good job.
This will go to Bill.
Did you win yesterday, Sip?
No.
He did. Yeah, he lost. You lost. Okay,
it wasn't a horrible loss.
No, it was not. Bill, tiebreaker. As of yesterday afternoon.
Not. Look at Bayo.
Aaron Judge, as of yesterday, led the MLB in batting average this season. What's he hitting this year?
Say that again.
As of yesterday afternoon, Aaron Judge led Major League Baseball in batting average.
God, Judge leads it.
What's he
336.
What is guess it? Is 336. What's your answer?
Well, it must be 337.
I missed it by one.
What'd you say?
337. Well, I mean, I'm not
he's .01 off.
Hey, that's pretty good.
That's really good.
That's pretty good. 336.
So you're by watching sports.
No, I have no idea. No, I wow. just, no, I had no
missed
idea.
Missed it by
Aaron Judge. Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Didn't know he hit for average like that.
Home runs and average.
Didn't know that.
Aaron Judge.
What a big horse that is.
It's like 6'8". He's massive.
And he hits for average?
Yeah.
Remember better times when you'd go to the Agate page and they'd have the all the stats, Major League Baseball, every day. They'd have the leading.
3 for 4.
Yes.
Well, they'd have the leading hitters, and then they'd have leaders in doubles, leaders in triples.
Oh, yeah.
Memorized that whole page.
All the time. You looked at it all the time.
I looked for about 2 hours at that page every day.
Yeah, that was better time.
That was, and also the best part about it was, like Jake said, it just ate up time.
Oh.
Because you start
to find something new every time.
Yeah, I wonder what the Royals did yesterday. I want to see what everyone did, their average, whatever it was.
They'd have, the Telegram would have the top 10 batters every day. The top 10 by average every day.
And there's a huge time when things go crazy, and that would be, there's a time when MLB, because MLB would eat up a lot of the page, when MLB and NFL's going on at the same time, as far as interest level, that would be incredible to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Boys, and this, I always just check the standings. You look every day. The most they could change was a game, and you'd still look like, still I got to see where they're at.
Yep.
I see what's going on.
Yeah.
The crazy thing would be like we've won six in a row and we've gained a half a game. So like, gosh, dang it, we can't catch a break here.
Dang it. Yeah. But Better Times was checking out the scoreboard page. Yeah, the newspaper.
So good.
It had everything. I would check a lot of, I'd always check.
The high school page as well, see all the scores from high school football and basketball.
Oh, the and then.
Class A through D2.
Hang on, time out.
Hold on.
Because you didn't notice that when you would go to the Sunday paper and it would go to the college scores and it'd be West, Midwest. And it was
just a huge block.
No, it was this long. And here's the best part.
It's 2 feet long.
In the Midwest, it would be Iowa State, Iowa, Nebraska. Nebraska Wesleyan Hastings would be right behind
you.
It's all the same. It was all games.
All divisions.
All divisions by area of the country.
East, West. State.
Peru State would be in there. Yes. Oh, yes. All the Kansas Impressing teams. Me. Oh, God, that was so good. And I'd read.
Important page.
And I'd read everyone. Oh, Simpson College was in a heater
Double
yesterday.
Overtime.
Double overtime.
Whoa.
Simpson must have won that with a 2-point play.
Iowa's.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Simpson, Iowa.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Man. That's I wonder good. If the register was there.
I think they said that one. The register was there.
They have a reporter over there.
When we come back, Jimbo Fisher or John Gruden? That's next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Warning. The following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated. Forlorn, even. Like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations, because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.